Shalom to all! Today we're learning Yushalmi Yuma, Perek Vav, the last halacha, halacha Zayin, and the Oizvader Trusadaf is at the top of Mem Gimel Amad Aleph, and the article Trusadaf is at the top of Mem Zayin Amad Aleph, and today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Marsh Mem Sarabas Yaakov Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So the Mishnah tells us, Amr Lele Kain Gadol, he told the Kain Gadol, he gave Sar Le Midbar, the Sar, meaning the Sar Lazazel, it reached the Midbar, and now he can continue his Avaida. The question is, how did they know that the Sar reached the Midbar? And the answer is, did Kais how you Isen, they would make the Kais, which we're going to see in the Gemara means, very large boulders or stones, and then they would stand on them, uminifin besudarin, and they would wave kerchiefs, v'yodin shigyasar al-midbar, and then they would know that the sar reached the midbar. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says, v'lay simen god l'hoya lahen, they had a better simen, shloshes milim Yerushalayim ad beis chayrein, it's 3 mil from Yerushalayim until beis chayrein, which is considered the midbar, that's a sufficient enough place that once the goat reached there, the kohen gadol could already continue. Now, hoilchin mil, as we had said, the akir Yerushalayim, the chashav people Yerushalayim, would escort him a mil outside Yerushalayim, then v'chazir mil, they would come back that mil, and v'shoyin k'day mil, they would wait the amount of time it takes to walk a mil, and then v'yod n'shigyasar al-midbar, they knew the sar reached the midbar because it reached Beis Chayrein, and they didn't have to do this whole kerchief waving thing. Now Rav Shmuel says, v'alei simen achar ha'yolahem, they had a different simen. Lashon shel zahiris, haya kashal pischa shel heichal, there was this red thread tied at the entrance of the heichal, and u'shigyasar al-midbar, already when the sar reached the midbar, haya lashon malbin, this thread used to turn white. Shenem because the pasuk says, im yuchato eichem kashanim kashal galbinu. Now the Gemara asks, ma'od didikayos, what is this didikayos? And the answer is kablon, large stones or boulders. Hadron Lach Parak Shnei Seirei, Malzor finishing the 6th Parak of Maseches Yuma, just like Ruzecha finished this Parak together, we should Ruzecha finish the entire Maseches Yuma together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. And without further ado, moving right on to the next parak. The Mishnah tells us, Balei Kohen Gadol Likrais, the Kohen Gadol now comes to read. We're going to see in the Gemara how we know the Kohen Gadol is supposed to read Parshas, but he's going to be reading from the Torah. Now, Im writes a Big Day Butz, Kairei, if he wants to read in his Big Day Butz, in his linen garments that he's already wearing, he could do that. Vimlav, if not, Be'islas Lavan, Mishaloi, he should wear some sort of white garment, which is his own. This is because this is not considered a Vaida, so either he could just stay in the clothing that he's wearing, or if he wants to change, he has to change into his own private clothing, not into Big Day Kahuna. So now he's going to be reading from the Sefer Torah. What's the process of giving him a Sefer Torah? Chazan HaKnesses, Noitel Sefer Torah, the Chazan HaKnesses, which is the Shamish of the Shul, which is on Har Bayis. Imagine being the Shamish of that Shul. He would take the Sefer Torah, the Noitel Resh HaKnesses, and he would give it to the Resh HaKnesses, which is like the main Gabai. He's the one that decides who gets Elias and who davens for the Amud and things like that. Then Resh HaKnesses, Noitel Sgan, the Resh HaKnesses gives it to the Sgan, Vasgan, Noitel Kohen Gadol, and the Sgan gives it to the Kohen Gadol, and this is all to show covered for the Kohen Gadol, and the Kohen Gadol Oimed Umakabel, the Kohen Gadol stands and receives the Sefer Torah, the Kairi Va'oimed, it's really the Kairi Oimed, and he reads it while standing. Now, where does he read? So, the Kairi Achri Mais Va'ach Ba'asar, he reads from Achri Mais and Ach Ba'asar, the Gaelas HaTorah, then he rolls the Sefer Torah closed, Umenicha Bechekai, and he puts it in his chest, he holds it, Va'oimer, and he says, the Yashir Mashakris Lefnechem Kasav Khan, more than I read for you is really written here, and Uba'asar Shabachomish Abikudim Kari Alpeh, this parsha which is in Chomish Pikudim, that's in Shmais, he reads that by heart. That's because we're going to see in the Gemara, he's not going to be rolling the Sefer Torah from where it was in Bamidbar all the way back to Shmais. And Mivarech Alei Shmoneh Brachos, he makes 8 brachos on it, Al HaTorah, Val HaVaida, Val HaIdaya, Val Mechilas HaAvein, Val HaMikdash, Val Yisrael, Val Kaihan, Val Shaar Tefillah, and we're going to see in the Gemara what exactly these brachos are. The Mishnah continues, Harai Kohen Gadol Shu Kairei, one who sees the Kohen Gadol while he's reading from the Torah, Ein Harai Par V'Sar Nisrafim, he doesn't see, he doesn't watch the Par V'Sar being burned. And Harai Par V'Sar Nisrafim, Ein Harai Kohen Gadol Shu Kairei, one who's watching the Par V'Sar being burned, he doesn't see the Kohen Gadol reading. It's not that he's not allowed to, it's just that Mem Gimel Beis on top. It was very far away. These are both being done at the same time. The Par V'Sar were being burned outside Yerushalayim. This was being done inside the Beis HaMikdash, so it's simply impossible to be in two places at the same time. So you have to choose. Do you want to watch the Par V'Sar being burned, or do you want to watch Kohen Gadol reading from the Torah? So the Gemara tells us, the question is, how do we know that the Kohen Gadol is supposed to read these parshas, which all have to do with Yom Kippur? So Rav Yehuda says, "B'shem Rav Yitzchak, the pasuk tells us vayas, as in vayas Aaron ubanav is called dvar mashir tziva Hashem b'yad Moshe. Aaron and his sons did everything that Hashem commanded Moshe. So the question is, matam lemer kasher tziva Hashem is Moshe? Why does the pasuk have to say like Hashem commanded Moshe? Of course he did everything that Hashem commanded Moshe. I should just say vayas Aaron. Aaron did. And the answer is mikan l'kriyas parsha. From here we learn that the parsha is supposed to be read. In other words, we're understanding kasher tziva Hashem is Moshe the same way that Hashem commanded Moshe with those same words that were used. Those those words are read by Aaron HaKohen. Now we're going to discuss what clothing Kohen Gadol is wearing when he reads the Parashiyos. So Rav Ami says, B'shem Rabbi Yechonon, Shiari Avodos, Ovdim Big Day Lavan. The rest of the Avodos, such as reading from the Parashiyos, that's done in Big Day Lavan, meaning it's done wearing the original clothing he was still wearing, the special Big Day Lavan of Yom Kippur, and he's not allowed to change into the gold investments. He can't change into the Big Day Zav. That's because, as we explained in the Mishnah, this is not considered Avoda, so you can't change into different Big Day Kahuna. And Rav Masa says, Masnisa Amar Kein, our Mishnah tells us this, because what does our Mishnah say? V'im Lav, if not, if he doesn't want to wear the Big Day Lavan that he's still wearing, B'Islas Lavan Mishaloi, he has to change into his own Islas Lavan, his own garments, and he can't change into Big Day Zav. Rav Yosef Bai, Lama, why is this? Why can't he change into Big Day Zav? Shehen B'chutz, that's because they're outside. In other words, it's mutter to read this Parsha outside the Azara, and so we see clearly from here that reading of the Parshiyos is not considered Avoida, and so he can't change into Big Day Zav because he's not doing Avoida. Ask the Gemara, what do you mean? Hari Shechita, what about Shechita the Par Haduma? Hari Eina El B'chutz, that's only done outside the Beis HaMikdash, and Vehu Avdu Big Day Zav, that's done in Big Day Zav. So we see that even though something's done outside the Azara, one could still wear the Big Day Zav while doing it. And so why not reading in the Parshiyos? And actually, Rabbi Yossi says, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Ratza Avdu Big Day Zav, Ratza Avdu Big Day Lavan. If he wants to read the Parshiyos in the Big Day Zav, he could, or if he wants, he could stay in the Big Day Lavan. That's because Mitzinu Shechita, we find by the Shechita of the Par Aduma, Ratza Avdu Big Day Zav, Ratza Avdu Big Day Lavan. Now the Gemara has another question on the Mishnah. We had said that the Sefer Torah was taken out of the shul that's on Har HaBayis, and it's handed from one person to another until it's finally brought to the Kohen Gadol in the Azara. So the question is, B'chol Atar At Amar, in all places you always say, Holchen Achar HaTorah, that you're supposed to go after the Torah. You go to where the Torah is. You don't bring the Torah to yourself. V'hach At Amar Maylichen Es HaTorah Etzlan. And here you say that we're going to bring the Sefer Torah from the shul on Har HaBayis to them in the Azara. How is that proper? And the answer is, Al Yedei Shehin B'nei Adin G'daylim, since these are great people we're talking about. The Kohen Gadol B'chvaydu Atzmai, HaTorah Mis'ala Behen, the Torah actually is elevated, and there's a covet to the Torah when we bring it to the Kohen Gadol. Ask Gemara V'hataman Mi'avlon HaReish Gavreish Galusa. Over there in Bavel, they would bring the Torah to the Reish Galusa, and he wasn't necessarily the greatest person. So Amar Rav Yisrael Rabban, he explains that Taman, Ayidei Shezar Shel David M'shuk Hashem, over there in Bavel, since the offspring of David are settled there, all the Reish Galusas were from the house of David, you know, an Avdin Loi K'minig Avasain, so we do like the minig of their forefathers, and so in a way that's also a display of Kavod, even though the Reish Galusa himself wasn't necessarily that great. Now we bring up something which is relevant to the Mishnah. Taman Tanin over there, Maseches Megillah, we learn Mishnah, Medalgin B'Navi Ve'ein Medalgin B'Torah. When reading from Navi, we could jump around, but we can't jump around in the Torah. Now, clarification of this is Medalgin B'Navi Ve'ein Medalgin Mi'Navi Le'Navi. We could jump around within one sefer of Navi, but not from one Navi to another. However, B'Navi Shel Shnei Masar Mutar, and the Navi of 12, which is what we call Trei Asar, it's a bunch of small Nevi'im all together, so then it's Mutar, because it's so small, we could go from one to another. Now we clarify, Ein Medalgin B'Torah, we can't jump around, we can't skip from one place to another in the Torah. Why is that? Rabbi Yirmiyah says, B'Shem Rav Shimon Lakish, She'ein Galin Sefer Torah Barabim, because we can't roll a Sefer Torah in public. If we're going to be rolling from one place to another, it's going to end up causing Tircha de Tzibura, that's a strain on the Tzibur, and since in general, Kriyas HaTorah is a Chiyuv, we're learning Halachas, we're learning things, we can't make the Tzibur wait, therefore we're not going to roll from one place to another. So Rav Yosef Bai, he asks as follows, Hagatzmacha, think about it for yourself. Shoyas HaParsha Ketano, what about if it's a small Parsha, and it's a very quick roll from one place to another? So your reason's not relevant. And the answer is, El Kadesh Yishmu Yisrael Torah Al Seder, it's in order that Yidin should hear Torah Al Seder. Since as we just said, when reading from the Torah, that's considered Limud HaTorah, we're teaching people who are listening, it has to be done in a way that people are going to be paying attention, and it's going to go into their hearts, and they're going to understand, and therefore jumping from one Parsha to another is going to throw people off their game, they're not going to be able to concentrate, and then that's going to ruin the whole reason of listening to the Torah. Ask the Gemara V'Taninun, we have learned in our Mishnah, Kairi Achrei Mais V'Ach Ba'Asar, that the Kohen Gadol reads from Achrei Mais and Ach Ba'Asar, and that's jumping from one place to another. It's a very small jump, but it's still moving around, and the answer is, Shanyahi, Shi Sidur Shel Yom. That's different, because that's the order of the day. That's what's supposed to be done on Yom Kippur. This is not necessarily teaching anyone any particular halachas, that's just what's supposed to be done on Yom Kippur. So people aren't going to get thrown off that we're jumping a little bit from here to there, and that's fine. And Te'ilcha, you should know that the Omer of Shimon Lankish, he tells us, B'chol Makam Einu Kar Al Peh. We never find a situation where a person could read the Torah by heart, meaning he's saying the words of Torah by heart. That's a phrase that we find throughout Shas. Dvarim Shebechsav, Iyat Torah Shai Lo Omer Mal Peh. Something that's Bechsav means Torah Shebechsav. It's Chomish, you're not allowed to say it by heart. But B'vahacha Kairi, over here, as we said in the Mishnah, the Kohen Gadol does say things by heart, so we see the Yom Kippur is different. Now we just have a story about reading two different parashiyos in Sefer Torah. Rabbi Yosa Mifka the Bar Ula Chazonah de Kanisha de Bavloi. Rabbi Yosa instructed Bar Ula, who was the Chazan, meaning he was in charge of the Beis Knesset of the Babylonians, Mem Dal Amrav on top, Kadehi Chada Uriya, when there's only one Torah, Tehigai La Lahadi Parechta, you should roll it behind the Parechas, meaning when you have to move from one parsha to another, go behind the parochas to roll it so that it's not obvious that everyone's waiting because of you, because they're not going to see you rolling the Sefer Torah. Whereas Kadin and Tarte, when there's two of them, Taimaibel Chada Umaisi Chada, then you roll one up and put it away and take out the other one so that no one has to wait, and that way you have the second one already set by the place you need to read from. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to explain the end of the Mishnah regarding these brachas that the Kohen Gadol makes. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.